Studies reveal startling numbers of obese and inactive children in the United States. At the same time, some of the oldest Americans still are active in a big way. Masters athletic competitions and senior Olympic events are happening all the time. It's still a small percentage of the elderly who are getting into competition, but the numbers are growing, at least for now. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Pick a swimming pool. If you want to meet with 81-year-old Maureen Kornfeld of Los Angeles, that's what you have to do, because that's where you'll almost always find her. Maureen Kornfeld prefers outdoor pools like this one at L.A. City College. And it's obvious this world-ranked senior swimmer loves teaching as much as racing. Here she works with Mike, a Ukrainian man who wants to swim in the Senior Olympics.
Okay, Mike. Good job. Now, are you ready for some Olympic training?
Yes.
Good. Give me five. All right. Okay. I want you to swim down with long arms, pull hard. Your legs are terrific. You don't need to worry about that. As fast as you can. The KGB is coming after you, so go.
2 days later, another outdoor pool. It's 6:30 in the morning, and steam is rising off the water surface at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center in Pasadena. This time, Kornfeld's the one being coached.
What's the next step, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Let's go 3 100s, 1 to 3 descent. On the 2:10.
For those who don't know their hundreds from their descents, Masters coach Justin Davis has told Kornfeld to swim 12 laps and pick up speed as she goes along. On top of that, he wants her to use just her arms. She pushes off, and with something called a pull buoy between her legs to keep them still, Kornfeld churns through the water, planing along the surface. When she finally gets out of the pool wearing her dark blue and black one-piece suit, you notice the tapered upper body, the lack of flab around her waist. Startling, perhaps, for those who associate a certain body type with senior citizens, but it wouldn't surprise University of Southern California researcher Dr. Bob Wiswell.
This lady, Jeannie Hoagland, is 62. Now look at her legs. Look at her figure. Does that look like a 62-year-old? I mean, in general, and I'm not trying to be sexist. I mean, if you just look at this, these people are very lean.
Sitting in front of a computer screen, Dr. Wiswell clicks through photos of some of his subjects, masters athletes, 50 and older, who've participated in a study about age, physiology, and performance. It's a 20-year project in its 17th year. Wiswell, a professor in biokinesiology and physical therapy, initially expected to see his athletes gradually decline. He now calls that expectation his predominant error.
Time, for example. We have some of our women in the 17 years in the study, their running times in 5K and 10K has been exactly the same. They've been able to maintain function. Their strength is maintained through the 60s. In men, it's the late 60s, in women, the early 60s. So there's no difference between a 35, a 45, a 55-year-old in their muscle strength. It's minimal in these athletes.
Wiswell can recite impressive numbers even for the oldest competitors, like the world record for an 80-year-old man running the mile.
6 minutes and 40 seconds for a mile in an 80-year-old. So you say, is there something inbred that says that we can't run and that we naturally are going to be slow and inept? The answer to that is no. There are special people, but there isn't some cellular program that says you need to sit and not be active.
It's estimated between 50 and 100,000 Americans participate in competitive senior events. That's a small fraction when you consider there are 35 million people over the age of 65. But the numbers are growing as more people age, as society embraces physical activity for seniors and physicians encourage it, and certainly as more opportunities to compete come up.
Most of the events I go to, especially international, I don't come back with less than 7 medals. In Australia, I had 11 medals, 8 golds, 2 silvers, and a bronze. The more the competition, the more the merrier.
When 77-year-old Johnny Valian isn't hoarding medals the way she did at the 2001 World Masters Track and Field Meet in Brisbane, she's often training for competition at a track near her home in Los Angeles.
How you doing today? Okay.
As a regular at the Rancho Cienega Recreation Center, Johnny Valiant acknowledges friends as she jogs around the track. Wearing a light blue sweatsuit and wraparound sunglasses, she warms up slowly. At nearly 80, she says she needs to get the blood circulating first. When she's ready, this grandmother of seven becomes Johnny Valiant, world record holder in the multi-event heptathlon. She'll whip out a discus from her tote bag. She'll practice pole vaulting or running her favorite event, the 80-meter hurdles. It's all a natural extension of a life spent around sports, both playing and coaching. Swimmer Maureen Kornfeld had a much different experience. An unathletic life changed dramatically around the age of 60 when she stumbled upon Masters swimming. More than 20 years later, she's ranked in the top 10 in the world in several events, but you wouldn't know it talking to her, because competition, Kornfeld says, isn't as important as simply being in the water.
Sometimes it feels almost like a satin blanket encompassing you. And the way one can learn to use one's body in various ways in swimming, all of it's been fun and a challenge and something I like working at.
8 years from now, the first wave of so-called baby boomers will hit age 65. Gerontologists agree there will be even more seniors competing or simply being more physically active. But researcher Bob Wiswell still worries about the future.
Our kids are coming out of high school with a lot less activity history and a lot lower in level of fitness. Obesity is becoming an epidemic. 60 or 70 years from now, we have a big problem. In 30 years, our baby boomers, our selfish, into ourselves kind of people are going to be doing all right. But the people behind us, that X generation is going to be a little bit fuzzy.
There may, however, be an upside to that. Kids are always told to respect their elders. This slothful generation might have to if the elders end up being faster and stronger. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.